In a quiet village where time seemed to stand still, there lived an old woman named Ayamina. Her face carried the softness of patience and the sharpness of wisdom. Though her house was small and her days simple, she carried a quiet strength that made everyone greet her with respect. One evening, while sweeping the steps of her home, Ayamina noticed a wounded turtle by the roadside. Its shell was chipped, its leg dragging with each tiny movement. Most would have walked past, but Ayamina didn't. She wrapped the turtle gently in a scarf, placed it in a basket, and brought it home. For weeks, she cared for it, feeding it small pieces of fruit, bathing it in warm water, whispering soft words. The turtle didn't speak. It didn't wag its tail like a dog or chirp like a bird. It just watched her, moved slowly, and healed. People began to notice. "Why spend so much effort on a turtle?" a man asked one day. "It won't protect you. It won't bring you anything." Ayamina smiled and said, "Not everything that gives does so loudly." Months passed. The turtle began to walk better. It explored her garden. And Ayamina continued caring, never rushing it. One morning, as Ayamina rested under the olive tree, she looked around. Her children had moved to the city, her friends had passed on. She lived alone now. And sometimes, loneliness crept in like evening cold. She looked at the turtle. "Maybe you're here to keep me company," she whispered. But life had a deeper plan. One stormy night, lightning struck a tree near her home. The fire spread fast, too fast. Ayamina woke to smoke, coughing, confused. She tried to find the door, but the smoke was thick and her legs weak. Suddenly, a tug at her blanket. The turtle. It walked slowly, but deliberately. It stopped, looked back. Ayamina understood. Crawling low, following the turtle's path through the smoke, she reached the back door, one she rarely used, and escaped just before the flames consumed the roof. The next day, her house was gone, but she was alive. People gathered in shock. She was saved by a turtle. And Ayamina said only one thing. Sometimes, the smallest presence can carry the greatest purpose. Reflection. If we look at our own lives, how often do we ignore the quiet things? The slow friendships, the unnoticed progress, the silent prayers we think go unheard? Ayamina's turtle reminds us, just because something is slow, doesn't mean it's pointless. That quiet habit you've been nurturing, that slow journey you're walking, or even that person in your life who seems to do so little, they might be preparing to save you in a way you cannot imagine yet. Never underestimate what moves quietly. And never rush what Allah is preparing with care. Because the same turtle others called useless became the very reason she lived to tell the story. Let's learn some interesting words from the story. Wounded, meaning injured or hurt. Example: a wounded turtle by the roadside. An injured turtle by the roadside. Chipped, meaning broken off in small pieces. Example: Its shell was chipped. Its shell had small broken parts. Deliberately, meaning, on purpose, with intention. Example, it walked slowly, but deliberately. It walked slowly, but with purpose. Consumed, meaning, completely destroyed or taken over. Example, flames consumed the roof. Flames completely destroyed the roof. Loneliness crept in, meaning, feeling alone slowly came into her life. Example, loneliness crept in like evening cold. The feeling of being alone slowly appeared like the evening cold. Tug, meaning, a quick pull. Example, a tug at her blanket. A small pull at her blanket.